Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. The state is trying to ease the housing crisis by getting communities served by the MBTA to build more places to live. The 2021 MBTA Communities Act requires these cities and towns to zone for high-density, multifamily housing near transit stops. Some places are fighting it. Voters in Milton struck down the town's plan, and resistance is growing in other communities. For more on how the state plans to deal with that, we are joined by State Attorney General Andrea Campbell. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why do you think the law is needed, and why is what's already on the books not enough?
Well, as you just described, we certainly have a housing crisis in Massachusetts. And that, of course, doesn't just affect a family or an individual or a senior who's trying to downsize and find a home, but it also affects our economy, our employers. Folks are reluctant to stay here or to move here if they can't afford to buy a home here. We also know when you're able to buy a home, it's a significant and necessary tool to build wealth. And so as we look to tackle the issue of closing the racial wealth gap, we know housing is a critical issue to focus on. And my job as the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth is to enforce the law, which is what we're doing here. And it's a significant law because it's not like previous housing policy that is voluntary in nature. This is a policy that is mandatory with the hopes of addressing the housing crisis we're facing today.
Now, more than half of Milton voters rejected the town's plan. The town had, made a plan to comply with the law. And many of those opposed say the town is not directly served by rapid transit, although the Mattapan trolley does go through Milton with trolley stops in Milton. And you've sued the town over that vote. What can your lawsuit accomplish?
Well, we're not suing the town over the vote. And I want to be clear on that. While some voters spoke, we're not in the business of challenging the results of an election. What we're doing here is suing a municipality that we've attempted to work with since I started office last year because they refused to come into compliance with a law that is mandatory. And I also want to stress, and I don't think this is getting the coverage that it deserves, that the majority of communities are coming into compliance. While there may be some resistance, the vast majority are not resisting.
Well, yes, there definitely is compliance, but also there's resistance. The town of Holden, just north of Worcester, has been publicly pushing back against the law since last year. And there are some other places where the pushback is growing. Those include Rockport, Winthrop, and Wrentham. How do you plan to respond?
As we have continued to, and while you name some of resistance, again, it's a small number of municipalities that actually aren't necessarily where Milton is entirely, because we continue to work with those communities, work with them to come into compliance, and not use the filing of a lawsuit to bring them into compliance. So we hope folks are watching Milton and that they won't do what Milton has done.
Another point of contention is the sort of jurisdiction over zoning. There are opponents to this law that argue that zoning is traditionally local. Supporters say, hey, the state does have legal domain over zoning matters. What would you like to say about that?
This is an issue that has certainly come up and came up at the beginning. And while municipalities do have some local control over certain things, in this particular context, the state wins. Municipalities are part of the state. They are governed by state law. And in this case, you had a Republican governor, Governor Baker, a Democratic legislature coming together and wanting to address the housing crisis in Massachusetts and looking at previous housing laws, which are voluntary. And they made the intentional choice of passing the MBTA Communities Law to make it mandatory and to give the state the authority and the power to work with municipalities on certain types of zoning and housing policy and development in order to address that housing crisis.
With this mix of compliance and some opposition, what comes next?
So at the end of the day, while there may be some opposition or resistance, it is not the stance of the majority of municipalities. Most are working with the state to get this done. And what we'll do is continue to work with every municipality to address this housing crisis by enforcing this law. And in the case of Milton, we made it clear every step of the way that we didn't want to sue. But until they come into compliance, we're now, of course, seeking a remedy at the court level for them to agree with us that the law is mandatory and that Milton must comply.
Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell, thank you.
Thank you for having me.